Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Thousands of people across North Carolina are signing up for health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act as the law's second open enrollment period began a few weeks ago. You can explore your health care options, find out if you qualify for a premium subsidy, and sign up for coverage by visiting healthcare.gov. Here to talk about it and how it is changing lives in our state is Sorian Schmidt with Enroll America. Well, Sorian, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, let's talk about where we are in terms of the new enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act. I guess the first thing we should mention is that things are opening up a lot smoother than they did a year ago.
Well, that's right. What a difference a year makes. It was great opening day. It was Saturday, November 15th, and people began enrolling. In North Carolina, there were at least 20 events all around the state, from Whiteville and Lumberton in the east to a big event in Asheville in the Civic Center. So it was very exciting. Hundreds of people came out to check out what their options are or to renew insurance that they got during the first open enrollment. And if you don't mind, I'll tell you a little story about one woman in Durham who came, her name, Ms. Best, and she had tried to enroll a few times last year and had problems with the website and wasn't able to. And in less than 30 minutes on Saturday, she was able to pick a plan that she really liked and apply for and find out that she got financial assistance so that her premium is just $6.34 a month. And so she was thrilled, of course, to have this coverage and know that she could be taken care of. But also our sister partners there who were helping her were very excited that they could help her get a plan in less than 30 minutes. So that's a huge difference from where we were last year. And so I encourage people to come and check the website, come to an event or get an appointment and find out what they qualify for.
When people go to the website, what do they do actually for people who have never done it?
Right. Well, you're going to first just sign up, tell them where you live and who you are, and you'll get a password and a username. And then once you have those two things, you write them down so that you don't forget them, and you can go back many times. So just because you look once and you see what plans are available to you, you don't have to pick your plan right on the spot. You can go talk to your friends or family and figure out which plan's the best one for you. The other thing that you do on the website, the major thing, is you apply for financial assistance to see if you qualify to get any help paying for your premiums. So there's been some news about premiums going up. For example, Blue Cross has announced that their premiums increase. But many people qualify for substantial help. And so during the first open enrollment period, 357,000 North Carolinians applied, and 91% of them are getting financial help to pay for their premiums. So don't be put off by the news on premiums. You need to go on the website, check what you qualify for, and find out if you get help paying for it.
So do you see the premium cost first, and then you see whether or not you're able to get assistance?
It's pretty flexible, and even before you go in and get a username and password, you can look at what plans are available in around your zip code area and in your county. So you can do it the way you are most comfortable. You can look at all the plans, or you can just go dig right in and start applying for financial assistance.
Last year, not only were there technical problems with the rollout, there was a very highly politically charged atmosphere. It may be again soon when the new Congress starts, but is there a different feeling when you're out now trying to talk to people about the healthcare plan that people have heard about it? It's been out for a year. People may understand a little bit more about it.
Congress could repeal any law that's on the books or any program at any time, and the rest of us are still living our lives. And so I think this is really about how do you get health insurance, what health insurance options are available to you, and new ones with financial help that are available. And so I think the debate has always been very divorced and separate. There are still a lot of people who are uninsured and don't realize what the marketplace is and that they can really find an affordable plan there or might be able to. And so I encourage them to get an appointment with one of the free assisters that are in every county of the state who they can sit down with in their county and get help going through the website, understanding what the policies mean. And we're lucky in North Carolina. We have one call center phone number that anyone can call anywhere. It's toll free. And that phone number is 855-733-3711. And if you call that number, you can get an appointment in your county for help.
a lot of people for a long time have dealt with insurance companies on their own, and they're realizing they might have a pre-existing condition or they might have something else that makes them worry about insurance. It's probably worth reminding people that's not the case anymore.
Well, that's absolutely right. One of the big changes that came about when this law was passed is that people cannot be denied coverage because they already have a condition, such as diabetes or asthma or whatever. They've had cancer before, and they're good plans. They're not just, you know, skimpier plans or something. They cover not only your regular checkups and preventive care, much of that for free, but your prescription medication, your treatments or hospital visits, whatever you need, that's all covered. So people have options for great plans on the marketplace.
And people who signed up last year and got a good plan, what should they do during this enrollment period?
That's really good. That's one of the new things about this year, that people who got those 357,000 North Carolinians who signed up in open enrollment one should go back to the marketplace and just update their information. They will have gotten letters already from their insurance company and from the marketplace, and many people, their plans will continue and their subsidy will continue as is, even if they do nothing. But I still recommend that they go back and update their information to make sure they're getting the right amount of subsidy, and to also check if there are changes in their plans or if there's new plans that they think better meet the needs of their family.
And how long is this period open? It's open now. How long do people have?
Right. People have until February 15th. To either enroll for the first time or to renew their coverage if they enrolled last year and want to keep going. And I encourage people to go out earlier rather than later. This is half the length of the open enrollment period last time. And so we don't want people caught unaware at the end and unable to complete their application or get the help they need.
Last year when you were here, you told a couple stories about people whose lives were really changed. And I think that's one of the things sort of that gets lost in the political debate and even sometimes the debate about whether the website is working. Mm-hmm. About what this actually means to people.
Well, that's right. You know, we have another woman in Charlotte who came in. Legal Services of the Southern Piedmont helped her enroll. Her name was Kimberly, and she had two daughters, and she's a single mother. She had not had coverage in 5 years, and once she got this, she went in for free to have just an annual checkup. Her doctor found that she had a cancer. They've done a couple surgeries on her this year. We talked to her last week. She's recovering from the latest surgery, and her doctor told her that this saved her life because she was able to not only go get the checkup that diagnosed her, but then follow up with all the treatment and the medicines that she needed. So she's enormously grateful, of course, and we're grateful for her. And it's just an amazing, life-changing experience when someone knows that if they get that diagnosis of cancer or they're in a car wreck, they're not going to be in bankruptcy because of it or else not able to get the treatment at all.
Finally, before I let you go, I want to get back to the comment you made about the being divorced from politics and or the political situation. I guess it is important for people to remember, no matter what they read or hear senators say, that it's going to be repealed or dramatically changed, this doesn't affect their personal lives and they should still go to the website.
That's absolutely right. Whether Congress or a court does something in the future doesn't change the fact that open enrollment and the insurance is available now, and you can go to healthcare.gov and apply yourself, or you can call 855-733-3711 and get an appointment and get help applying.
Soren, thanks for all you're doing to make this program work. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much.
Up next, the struggle to address hunger in our community. Stay with us.